What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to Pogo City Radio. I'm Andrew. This is Niblink.
Happy, happy, or, 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 happy, 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 happy,
Niblick Henbane. Now, fresh back from that show last night at Connie's Rick Rack that we've been telling you about 4 months. It was awesome. We had a great time. Great motherfucking time. Connie's last night. Niblick, Broken Heroes, US Chaos, South Class. Good crowd. Better bands. Everything was awesome. We had a good time. We had a good time. Then we went back to Jason's. Fucking Jess, Kate, Renee. Everybody else bitched out. All of them. Bunch of bitches. Mike, Sean, Gabe, bunch of bitches. But we all went back to fucking Jason's with Tamar. And then finally at 5 o'clock in the morning, Jess goes, ah, it's 3 hours till 8 o'clock. And I said, what fucking time is it? And we needed to be home. And Jason lives like maybe an hour from us. We needed to be home at like 9:30 or some shit. And Kate goes, guys, I'm just going to drive home. Can we drive home? So I let Kate drive us home. And I think we got home at 5 a.m. 5 a.m. for some reason. And got a I don't know, like 2-3 hours of sleep or some shit. You know what I'm saying? Feeling good. Feeling groovy. I got some actual flower. Marijuana, that's a little bit of a change up.
Reefers.
My favorite part of the happy, happy oi oi is when he says, smoking butts and other stuff. Yeah, that's the best part. That's my favorite part. Yes, because I like to smoke those other stuffs. Not so much butts anymore for like the past, I don't even know. But get this, my mind was just blown, right? I'm always trying to figure out how old Pogo City Radio is. And like, I'm like, is it 3 years or is it 4 years? My dumb ass didn't realize it says it like right at the top of our page. And in just 3 months, Pogo will be 4 years old. Four goddamn years old. I've been talking into the spit. 4 years old. 4 years I've been talking into the spit-filled microphone.
I may have f***ed up here.
English, motherfucker, do you speak it?
But we should get back to the tracks. Now, US Chaos covered The League last night. One of my favorites with Let's Break the Law coming off their first 7-inch. So why don't we play that up next? Here's the Anti-Noir League. We'll be right back. anti-nowhere league.
Let's break the law.
But yeah. So last night at Niblick, fun time. Now, fucking, at one point, right, while Niblick was playing, fucking, I walk out and like three people are like, are you okay? And I'm like, what? They're like, you got blood on your face. I'm like, I do? I'm like, it ain't fucking mine. And fucking we see Jess. Jess with this this lip that's bigger than my goddamn cock right now. And apparently it's fucking up the way she types too. And hey, Sugar, do you want to call in? Sagar Sugar? I don't know what your name is. But yeah, so LCJ got this fat lip. And yeah, she was bleeding a whole bunch. And I gotta admit, it looked worse. It looked better this morning. It looked worse last night. It was nice and fat. And only in like the one section. Like it looks like her tooth probably caught her, because it just looks like almost like she has a big ass pimple on her lip. She probably hates me so much right now. But yeah. So let's see what's going on here. Hey, what's up? Hello. Do you have anything to say on Pogo City Radio? I guess. Okay, we're going to disconnect from that. I don't know what's going on there. But yeah, we're live, so you guys can call us if you want. If you have the Podbean app, you guys can call into the show. You can get into the little live thread. Fucking Jess is in there right now. I still got this fucking thing coming through. Jesus goddamn Christ. All right, we're going to get back to the tracks and see if I can cut out that background noise that I don't know if I'm going to be able to swing as we eavesdrop on someone's conversation. Here's the 45 adapters. Isn't fucking the internet insane? Here's a Who We Kidding.
Sat up in those stands. I used to be a little boy. I used to play with little girls. Now I got much better toys. Man, I'm living in a grown world. Living in a grown world, living in a grown world. I don't like girls, I like women, and I'm not thirsty. Who we kidding? I wanna stop talking, I wanna stop singing. I don't like girls, I like women. I hold her hands. I used to want to kiss her mouth. I never said a single thing. One day her family moved down south. Their family moved down south. I don't like girls, I like women, and I'm not thirsty. Who we kidding? Wanna stop talking, I wanna stop singing. I don't like girls, I like women. Couple of drinks, you bought me a couple too. Your Fred Perry was pink, my Ben Sherman was blue. I asked if you wanted to dance, your boss you said I do. Let's give love one more chance. Let's do what grown folks love to do. Let's do what grown folks love to do. I don't like girls, I like women, and I'm not thirsty. Who we kidding? Wanna stop talking, I wanna stop singing. I don't like girls, I like women. One, two.
All right. That was the 45 adapters. Now, I don't know, Sagar or whatever, do you actually want to call in? Because you're in my call queue right now like three times. So if you actually want to call in, fucking type to us on here like you just were, because I'm not patching through the background noise. again. But yeah, so I think we all decided randomly last night while we were very drunk that we're all going to, we don't even know where the fuck it is. Somewhere in New York, the Attics are playing on Thursday, and I think we loosely made plans to go on Thursday. Yeah, I did we figure this out, anyone? Like, I imagine my car is being taken. We need to figure out where we're sleeping, people. We need to figure out where we're sleeping. But yeah, Attic's playing, and they're playing with the Drugettes and the Craze. So pretty. Fuck yeah, I'm going to that. We are definitely going to that. So Thursday. That's right. We did look. We looked at, where did we look? Where do we look? So you guys got to get in the live thread, and then you'll actually know what I'm talking about. And you got to do that by making a Podbean account and then following Pogo City Radio on it. And that's the best way to stay in touch with all the shows and all that. And don't forget, of course, our social media, facebook.com/PogoCityRadio and at Pogo City Radio on Instagram and Twitter. Hit us up, bitches. But yeah, definitely make a profile and listen to the live shows. We just started doing the live shows. Podbean just started offering live shows like a fucking month ago. So we cornering the market, you know what I'm saying? But since we're looking forward to the Attics on Thursday, why don't we play a little Chinese Takeaway? Now, apparently, Sean isn't coming to that show on Thursday because he needs to save money to party. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Sean Bedlam needs to save money to party. You know you're dedicated then, right? Sean is skipping shows until Florida to have maximum amount of dollars to get fucking shitty in Florida, apparently. Taxes, Sean, absolutely. But see, yo, we go right at the end of February. So if we're going to take our tax checks down there, we're going to have to, like, file, like, the day we get our shit for that money to come in on time. Because I was thinking about, before we were playing, when I was going to buy taxes, when I was going to buy tickets, when I was going to buy tickets, I was like, I'm just going to wait until I get my taxes. And I was like, I'm going to get my taxes, like, the day before the show. What if they come late? So I don't know. Can't bank on that tax money. But I really want that tax money. I want to buy a bunch of new shit. I really want to buy a new bass. I want to buy a new bass. God damn it. I got to decide between the Rick and these ultra precision basses that just came out that look mad nice. But yeah, if I got a Rick, I'd probably get like a $1,000 used one. But I could get like a brand new Ultra P for like $1,800. Oh, Jesus Christ. Jesus fucking Christ. Jesus Christ. I also have a bunch of other shit I want to blow my money on. Watch, I'll get like $12 back this year. That's what'll happen. I want to hear that song of the Queers when they're like 11 more months till my income tax return, because now it's only like 1 month. That's pretty fucking sweet. This is something to definitely be looking forward to. Gonna be making it rain on them hoes. That's what I'm gonna be doing. My one computer's fucking up, so whatever the fuck I just said we were gonna play, we're not gonna be able to play it. On top of that, because I don't remember what the fuck I said we were gonna play. And holy fucking goddamn dog shit, how the fuck are we 18 minutes and 41 seconds into this show and I have not told you the biggest fucking news? We're sitting here talking about Florida. Come to We Are the Punks 3, February 28th, 29th, March 1st, The Ejected, The Erections, Blank 77, Sniper 66, Mike Blanks and the Sex, Drugs, and Alcohol Band, Moose Knuckle, Wrecked, Who Killed Spikey, Jacket, and just add it. We have the Lower Class Brats. Fucking A, right. I was trying to tease it on the last show because I had heard it was the Lower Class Brats, but we couldn't say anything. And I was so pumped. I'm not going to lie. I have like an instant erection when like I was told that the Lower Class Brats were playing. Instant erection. I haven't seen them play. I've seen them a couple times. I feel like most of my friends haven't seen them play. That's what they say. But I saw them at least twice. I saw them in Irvington at the Cricket Club. And I saw them at the Sterling with Clit 45 back in the day in Allentown. But yeah, both shows were fucking awesome. And I cannot wait for Florida before the Lower Class Brats were playing. And now the Lower Class Brats are playing. And we're going to go insane. All right, that was the Lower Class Brats, and like I said, catch them at We Are the Punks 3. Now, the Stabs got moved to Sunday, and I believe LCB is playing with the Blanks on the 29th on the Saturday. So get your asses there. Starts February 28th, eventbrite.com for weekend passes. And yeah, better get your asses down to Florida, because that shit's going to be nuts. Going insane, as I previously stated. But why don't we do a little bit of the Stabs? I sure wish we had a couple more songs. I sure wish we had some new Stab songs that are halfway cooked up to play, but we will not. Maybe we will have them in a decade. I don't know. My money's on a decade. A decade. That's what I think. It took like a decade to get the band back together. Now it'll take a decade to get an album out. All right, here's the Stabs with Trashed. I'll tell you what's fucking trash. This goddamn computer I am forced to work on. Jesus Christ, that's what I should take my fucking tax money for. Because apparently I can't type anything right now. I don't think the keyboard, the batteries in my keyboard are not dead. And I can't type anything. This should make the show real interesting. So why don't I get some more music on for you bitches. And while I try and figure out what the fuck's wrong with this piece of shit computer. Now I am tempted. We just played Trashed by the Stabs, who you can catch in West Palm Beach. But we just played Trashed. I'm tempted to play Trash by the New York Dolls, but I also kind of want to hear Pills, the Bo Diddley cover. So, yeah, we're definitely playing Pills. Here's the New York Dolls up next.
Rock and roll.
All right, that was the New York Dolls right there. Now, I believe Jason said to play Pissed and Proud, so I assume he's talking about Peter and the Test Tube Babies. So, yeah, we're going to get some Peter on for Jason, if I can find it. Or no, who do you mean, Jason? Yes, okay, the Ruffians. What is it? All right, there we go. Pissed and Proud. Right there with fucking Pissed and Proud. Now, I believe someone's telling me they want to talk with me. They want to talk with me. Well, you are free to call in. You can call in after this next song or like immediately before I have the next song spinning. What is it you would like to talk to Pogo City Radio about? You think of something real good while we cue up some of the Foreskins.
Fight for the fight, high boots drop.
All right. That was the Foreskins right there with their classic and Chaos, the album right there. We were listening to the Pogo Attack last night at Jason's. Those are the two most pinnacle punk rock compilations, I think, like for me. Pogo Attack and Oi! The Album. Pogo Attack got me into punk rock, and Oi! The Album obviously let me know what the fuck Oi! Was. But, yeah, ain't nothing much going on today. Playoffs? Fucking, Jess's Baltimore Ravens got their asses kicked last night while we were at the show by the Titans. What the fuck is going on with the Titans? I'm looking forward to today's game, so I'm going to have to be getting out of here before them fucking things go on. But I was pissed I couldn't watch that Ravens game. I saw the first half of the San Francisco game, and it looked like San Francisco was going to win. Yeah, she's a bandwagoner. She's a Ravens fan now. But I guess there ain't no more bandwagon anymore. That shit's crashed and burning. I know, typical Cowboys fan, Jason says, talking shit on our girl LCJ, because that's how we roll. But yeah, I'm definitely looking forward. We got a Super Bowl party coming up at Renee's house. We're going to destroy it. She doesn't know this yet, but we're going to destroy her house at the Super Bowl party. Destroy it, right? You guys ready to destroy Renee's house? Jason, you're coming, right? You're coming to Renee's? I hope you all come to Renee's. Maybe we'll give directions to her house like Jess was trying to do to Tim's house at the last party. Maybe that'll go over great with Renee. But yeah, you guys will have to listen and find out if Jess drunkenly tells you how to get to Renee's house. Now, we've been talking about We Are the Punks 3, that LCB, the Stabs, Blanks, Who Killed Spiky Jacket's playing. So is the Erections. So are the Erections. And here they are with Oi's Alive. Now, We Are the Punks 3. I don't know what day they're playing. I think it's Friday, but I don't know. Don't quote me, bitches. Hey, Jason, I left that South Class record over at your house. So I was supposed to have a 12-inch South Class record to play for you people, but I left it at Jason's at 5 o'clock in the morning when we got home at 6 a.m. Earlier in the show, I said we left at 5 a.m. and got home at 5 a.m. That would have been really fucking quick. But yeah. Even when I drive a buck 05 down the turnpike, we ain't making it home in like a minute or something. But yes, Jason has it. Jason, we should try and patch you in and you could play the record. But yeah, South Class last night, they were fucking great, as always. They had a stand-in for Greg. I don't know what happened. They had, what's his name, Johnny from the Executors up there with him. Still sounded good. It was a good time. Dude, a lot of Johnnies were there. Too many fucking Johnnies. They got to get different names. But yeah, so what the fuck were we doing? I don't even fucking remember. All I know is I got to tell you guys to come check out our YouTube, where you can see some awesome videos of bands like the Drugettes, who we're all going to see this Thursday at the Gramercy with the Addicts and the fucking Craze. So we already played the Addicts today. Why don't we play the Craze and the Drugettes? You know what I'm saying? Do like a full little preview. Let's start it up with the Drugettes, because I want to put Jen on YouTube because I enjoy it. We are going to play, what the fuck's the name of that song that I really like? No Apologies. We're going to play No Apologies by the Drugettes up next. Here you go. Pogo City Radio. Catch you Thursday. Out of Philly, and like I said, you can catch them at the Gramercy with the Addicts this Thursday. We'll be there. If you see us, come stop by. Suck our dicks. We will not turn you away. We will have a great time. But we already played the Addicts. That was the Drugettes. So let's get to New York's own Craze. Here they are with Invincible.
Shoot!
But yeah, if you guys missed any part of the show, remember, this is just a live show. You guys can get the podcast, and I ain't gonna lie, quality a lot higher, sound quality on the podcast. I don't know what the fuck Podbean's doing, but sound quality a lot higher on the podcast. So go download the podcast if you missed any part of the show, and you can hear the other almost 400 episodes of you know, the chaos and mayhem that Pogo City tends to bring you. When was we had a good show with Sean and Jess last week, right? Right? I feel like it's just been me lately, but I'm pretty sure we all got really shitty last week. So go, oh yeah, Jess couldn't even speak. It was fucking great. Fucking great. Maybe that was 2 weeks ago. I don't know, but we went for like 3 hours, and in the last hour of the show, Jess is just saying words that don't even equate to sentences.
I may have f***ed up here.
English, motherfucker, do you speak
it? But you guys definitely got it. It's a long-ass pogo. I've promoted that show a couple times. Go back and listen to the third hour of the long-ass pogo. It was nuts. We're going to get to Sham 69 up next. Bristol Breakout. Right there. Now, you guys been hearing me talking about this West Palm Beach show we got going on. We are the Punks 3. Blanks will be there, and we're going to get to them doing one of my favorite covers that they do.
Gabba, 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 gabba.
You guessed it. The Ramones. Bonzo Goes to Bitburg.
Call the law. When you gonna
We got some time. We got some time, but I will do a preview show of that show, and it's a fucking 3-day long festival, so that's going to be a long fucking show. But why don't we get to some actual Ramones? Actual Ramones. Got to play this one for my daughter, of course. Here's Sheena's A Punk Rocker. The Ramones. Do it, bitches.
One, two, three, four.
Well, the kids are all hopped up and ready to go. They're ready to go now. The guys that surf are gonna go into the discotheque.
Motherfucking Ramones right there. Ramones. Sheena's a punk rocker. That she is. My daughter Sheena is hyper as shit. But yeah, we only got a couple more minutes. So real quick, got to remind you, if you missed any part of the show, go over to pogocity.stream in any web browser thing, and you can get all the fucking episodes, or you guys can be on the Podbean app and you can get all almost 400 episodes, and including the full version of this one we're doing right now. And what the fuck else was I gonna say? I don't know. Go to our YouTube. Go to We Are the Punks 3 in West Palm Beach, Florida. You guys can get weekend passes at eventbrite.com. Won't want to miss that shit. February 28th, 29th, and March 1st. And yeah, go buy our shit. We got stickers and pins. If you guys go to the Stabs Bandcamp, which is the sdabs.bandcamp.com, the sex, drugs, and alcohol band, you guys can buy Stab shirts, stickers, pins, but you can also buy the Pogo City Records, not yet, I wish, with the Pogo City Radio fucking pins, stickers, magnets, whatever. Go over to the site, see what you want. We'll fucking send it to you. And yeah, thanks for hanging out with us. We got time to do just one more, and I don't have anything queued up. Don't have anything at all queued up, and my computer has been running like shit all afternoon. So I am stalling, not doing a good job of stalling anymore. But here we go. We're going to head out of here. I was talking about how we were listening to the Pogo Attack at Jason's last night and what a pinnacle album that is. So why don't we get to one of the bands on it, even though this isn't one of the tracks on it. Actually, I think this track, it's not the same recording, but I think this song is on the Pogo Attack. I don't know. The Bristles fucking kick ass. We're going to get out of here Jersey style because that's how we do these things. You know what I'm saying? So hit us up. And if you see us, suck our dicks. Thanks for listening. The Bristles up next.
Party's over.